All right, KXFM, I'm Tyler Russell, and very excited to welcome back a veteran guest of our studio. Bree Burgess-Rosen is here to tell us about this year's very unique Lagunatics program. Hi, Bree, how are you?
I'm good. How are you this morning?
I'm good. It's nice to see you. Weird times we live in, and I'm really glad you guys are still figuring out how to pull something together on November 1st.
Yeah, it's been pretty strange. We're sort of dangling from a vertical learning curve, but we're having a good time. And, you know, a lot of thought went into how to do it safely with the cast. And it's going to be free this year because we feel like that's our civic duty to help people laugh, because we have not had enough to laugh at, frankly. And lots of gallows humor. And for the first time, the show is not Laguna-centric. It's okay. There's one number Roxanne is doing that I wrote for her that's about Laguna Beach. And, you know, some of the weirder moments in Laguna this year. But everything's dominated by the hashtag 2020 experience.
So. I see. So is that the name of the show?
The name of the show is The Elephant in the Room.
Okay.
Which is, which covers a multitude of sins. You know, we've got all this election insanity, and we have, of course, coronavirus. And all that came with that, you know, so we've got toilet paper hoarding and and falling, having a crush on your Instacart guy. And
nice. That actually happened to my wife. That's a true thing that happened in my family. Yeah, he was very, I will give it to him. He was very handsome. So,
well, she will especially like that number.
What can I ask what the Laguna topic covers?
The Laguna topic covers, of course, the goats and
always
and the very bizarre art that we keep getting at City Hall.
Okay.
And what else is in there? I wrote it a couple months ago. My brain is kind of, I haven't had a linear thought since about April 15th.
Time doesn't really exist anymore.
It doesn't, no. Does it? Yeah.
Well, I mean, in general, I'm so excited you guys are still doing something. Free is a very bold choice because obviously this still costs you a considerable amount of money to put on.
Well, the city and we got a grant from the BID and grant from the city, which we get every year. Yeah. And we were very grateful that those grants and the FOA grant, the Festival of Arts grant, those came out, even though we're not doing shows all the time, but, they continue to step forward for us, and that's allowed this. We will have donor, you know, pleas up there because we do need donations. We have a lot of, hard costs that we can't avoid, you know, our rent, utilities, our significant insurance. We could probably murder somebody center stage and get away with it. We're so insured. But
good for you.
That's what we do in our country these days, even for tiny little nonprofits. But we still have hard costs. We pay for our music rights. It's been a little weird because we intend to broadcast.
Right.
That has been a legal challenge that we will probably still be dealing with, even though we're not monetizing it. We will still be, you know, ironing out the wrinkles in that.
Because of music? Because of copyright
music? Yeah, we
pay
live rights for all of our shows. And while the lyrics are all legal parodies and each of the individual writers, myself included, own those rights, we are using other people's music. And we have blanket licenses with BMI and ASCAP and that kind of thing, but this is a different critter. And in order to get all those ducks in a row before November 1st, we probably would have had to start in like 1872. Sure. So,
well, I've got a solution for you. Put it on the radio. Because if you air it here, then our blanket license covers everything.
Well, there you go.
So let's talk about that.
Yeah,
later.
We don't have, well, but we've been editing like Paul Nigro, who is my co-director on this, and he's doing all the cinematography and he's editing and probably hasn't slept more than 15 minutes the last few days. He's editing it up and the stuff that I've seen that's final is really
awesome.
So much fun, but it's very strange. I mean, we're producing an original musical farce.
Right.
Movie.
Right.
On $40,000 in 6 weeks. So.
So does that mean it's not literally live? It's a pre-edited.
Everything is on tape.
Okay.
Well, not even tape. It's digital, you know. But nothing is live.
Okay.
We know that when it's live, there's all kinds of screwy tech potential.
Sure.
And we've seen that with, you know, our friends doing live Broadway concerts and things like that. And we know that that really doesn't work. And especially in the land of Cox.com.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I know my Wi-Fi.
Mine's been iffy, too. Yeah, for sure.
Paul is actually, even though he stays at our house when he's down here, he's driving back up to L.A. because his Wi-Fi in L.A. is infinitely better than our Wi-Fi here.
Wow, okay.
And my son, when he does video things for No Square or for like Laguna Tunes, he does it at his office.
Got it.
Yeah, because the Wi-Fi in Laguna Beach leaves a lot to be desired.
Okay, so that makes sense. That's why it's all pre-done. So again, we're talking about Lagunatics, which is going to premiere on November 1st. This year, it's online only, and it's free, and you can watch it at nosquare.org. Now, free meaning people can still support it if they want, right?
Yeah, I mean,
there's got to be a way to make a donation.
Yeah, we've got Venmo and PayPal, and, you know, I mean, frankly, you can drop off a bucket of money at my house, and I'll deposit it. But the only thing that we're monetizing this time around is we're offering what we're calling PPE, which is the pandemic party experience. And our PPE, we're asking for $100 for them. And in that PPE, which you can either pick up at No Square, or if you're in the general area, we'll deliver it to you for no additional cost. And in there, we've got a goodie from Forge to Table Knives. We've got a loaf of sourdough bread.
So this is to accompany you watching the show.
Yes, okay, of course. Yeah. We have a bottle of wine. We have a couple rolls of toilet paper.
Naturally.
An absolutely beautiful mask made by our costumer, Bridget Harper.
Cool.
And various and sundry other ridiculous and useful things. We've got coupons for local, you know, businesses. We've got edible glitter, which you absolutely can't have enough of in your life.
Jesus.
And yeah, we've had a lot of fun even coming up with, you know, a couple rubber gloves, you know, some caution
tape. That's great.
So we've put, you know, I mean, it's a classic No Square kind of
for
silliness.
Sure. For
yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about how the numbers work. Is everybody in their living room performing? Did you get them in the theater? What's
it
going to look like?
We've had everybody in the theater,
okay,
which means our rehearsals have been really bizarre because, for example, the opening number has everyone in it. But to rehearse the vocals for that, we, instead of having one rehearsal, where everybody shows up. First, we rehearsed only the sopranos and then the altos and the basses and tenors. And then we added, and then I divided everybody into three groups. And then I shake it up so that everybody's singing with different people to try to find a blend. We wear our masks. The space is large. I got some UV lights and we spray the room and we have our AC blasting away the whole time and everybody's spread out. And Sunday, I don't know what day it is. Blur's day, right?
I was saying the same thing earlier. I don't even know. I don't know what month
it
is.
We have a number in the show.
Yeah.
What day is today? You know, so because who knows what day it is?
Yeah.
But it's Blur's day. We have, that's compliments of Carrie Reynolds, who is teasing me because I showed up to walk on the beach with her a day too early. I was like, I don't know what day it is.
Buddy.
The only way I know what day it is Tuesday. It's Taco Tuesday. But we've been real careful about not grouping people. And the only time anybody has their mask off is when they're actually doing a vocal recording.
Okay.
And when Sunday we had Sabrina Harper, Broadway actress who grew up here in Laguna Beach, she's singing the lead on our opening number. She was in there by herself with myself and Paul and Danny, who's running our sound, and Marley, who's running our lights. And we were all well distanced away from her. She's high risk like I am. And we've been very careful about that.
Good.
And then we've done, yesterday we shot it down in front of Bouchard's and we shot at Main Beach and we shot at Heisler Park. So,
well, yeah, you couldn't do that before.
No, that's an interesting
new opportunity.
Yeah, we've had. There's been an upside to this,
You
know, and only the person singing the lead is not in a mask on any of these songs, and there are 20 songs in the show, and that person is recording that by themselves. Paul's been recording those soloists with green screen. So we've got, you know, green fabric draped all over the place so that that person can then be plugged in. And he's filming like the stage right group of five people and then the stage left group of five people. And then he's editing it all together. So,
I mean, logistically, very challenging.
Oh, my God.
But
it's
you guys
been crazy.
Sounds like you figured it out. I mean, every theater across the country, or at least in California, I should say, is closed right now.
Yeah,
and you've managed to figure it out.
Yeah, there are a couple of theaters that are giving it a go. I'm not comfortable with that.
Yeah.
We could probably keep the audience safe with distancing and masks. But there's really no way to keep the actors safe if you're doing a show from curtain up to curtain down.
Yeah.
And that's not okay. I mean, these people are my life. These are the people that are dearest to me in the world. So yeah. I would at no point put them at risk. So luckily we bought a couple of extra body mics so that everybody has their own body mic. And that wasn't a significant expense,
yeah.
But we didn't have, because normally we would share mics.
Right.
So everybody's got their own mic element, their own mic pack. I'm going through copious amounts of the 99% alcohol spraying all the electronics.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. and that's, you know, and nobody's close. And we do have people in the show that are in the same bubble. We have a couple people that are real tight. So those people are, we have one number in the show that there are no masks, but it's Eric and Ella who are in the same bubble. And we've even, you know, decided to put, just for the optics, to put in a little line at the beginning that, you know, no actors were harmed in the making of this.
That we know of yet, actually.
Oh, please, God. Yeah. Doesn't. I mean, we have had a few blisters and.
You know. Yeah, sure.
But we've been, there's nothing that's perfect, but we've been as careful as we could possibly imagine. And it doesn't feel like we're doing a show, but this week we finally had a few nights where it felt like we were, because we had a larger group in there and they were doing one-offs just to edit in little one, you know, like five bars of music kind of thing.
Yeah.
And everybody else sitting around in the room harassing them and, you know, calling, you know, Charlie Rubino, you know, one take Charlie, and then she'd screw it up.
Like the good old days.
Yeah. Everybody would tease her. So we've had a lot of fun with that in the last few days, but we're hoping that everything will be completely done and edited so that we can have a kind of a cast watch gathering in a large space to watch it ourselves, because we haven't seen each other's numbers. Paul and I are the only ones who've seen every single number.
That's fun. It's like a premiere for everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you're not allowed to be in the space when you're not actually doing something. So, you know, you haven't seen anybody else's material.
My favorite Laguna Beach comedic actress is Pat Kalinda.
Yes.
I want to make sure she's still in the show.
She is actually doing a number. The idea was my son's, because we would always go to concerts in the park, but there aren't any. So he said, you should do concerts in the parked. And he was trying to get us to do a concert like in the parking lot across her montage underneath the Gelson's. But, or whatever, is that still a Gelson's? I can't keep track.
Yes, it is. Yeah, it is. I can confirm that at least. Yeah.
But we're doing a concerts in the parked, and we recorded some of it in the theater, and then we recorded it yesterday morning in the wee hours with the fog at the high school parking lot, and everybody's in their cars and they brought their dogs and their kids and things like that. And we sat outside and
you made a freaking movie.
Yeah. Like, it's pretty weird.
Sets, locations.
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty strange.
I mean, yeah.
So, I guess, tomorrow night, Thursday night, we have, the challenge of building an entire
Today's
set
Monday,
piece.
By the
Thank
way.
You. Thank you.
So Thursday's
Alec.
In 3 days.
So we're building our set on Thursday out of toilet paper rolls, which turned out to be a rather expensive investment, you know?
Normally supply and demand.
Yeah. Normally we kind of scrape together our sets. We also, of course, we recycle like crazy. So for those of you who saw our Mamma Mia parody a number of years ago about the sewage spill, I had bought a gross of hazmat suits.
Okay.
And so those hazmat suits have returned.
For an actual purpose?
For an actual purpose. And incidentally, they're not very comfortable. It's essentially like working in a plastic bag.
Sure.
So dancing in those things is, my heart goes out to people who actually have to wear that crap for their lives.
Right,
because
right.
It's super uncomfortable. I mean, we were all in our scanties underneath, but it was... I mean, you were just so schwitzy when you took them off. It was disgusting. And then Bridget made these over-the-top masks. I mean, they are jeweled, and they've got feathers on them. They're over-the-top. They're so fabulous.
Man.
And we made hats out of, you know, toilet paper rolls and yeah. props out of paper towel rolls and, you know, just really playing up to that, all that silliness that... that we try to look at the world in a sort of twisted comedic way. That's
right.
that's what satire is all about. And we need it now more than ever.
For sure.
It's been getting progressively more volatile out there and more, yeah. and there's a great deal of venom and we're trying to diffuse that, if not, you know, pop the nasty balloon.
Yeah.
And we've had a lot of fun with it. And the writers, of course, wrote in a vacuum this year. We didn't collaborate. And that was different.
Yeah. Well, I mean, good on you for finding a way not only to pivot to do the show at all, but to, for the first time ever, make it not Laguna-centric
yeah.
and focus on something that's affecting the whole world,
yeah.
but with your own unique Lagunatic spin.
Yeah.
So I'm particularly excited for this show.
I'm excited for it. It's, like I said, everything that we've done so far, Paul is such a genius, and Paul and I have been friends for decades. We met when we did 1940s Radio Hour at the Playhouse back when dinosaurs walked the earth. and that was the very first year of Lagunatics in 1992. So he and yeah. I have been tight for a long time.
And, wow, 92.
And he has the skills that we needed for this and was gracious enough to say, okay, I'll do it. Because he had told me, I'm done with Laguna. Because he lives and works in Los Angeles.
I see.
You know, he's not working right now. He's a professional actor.
Yeah.
And so he made himself available to us.
Cool.
And that's been great. Because even though I've done a fair amount of television and film before I abandoned all that when I had my son, it's never been in my wheelhouse, nor have I ever wanted to have it in my wheelhouse to produce television or film.
I've
produced innumerable live productions for corporate clients and, of course, for No Square. And I just didn't. I mean, I looked at the whole thing and it was like a 5,000 piece white puzzle.
Yeah. Well, life comes full circle for a lot of us in the pandemic, and you've returned to some of your roots to pull
yeah.
this thing off. So
it's been really strange. And
yeah.
and we have, of course, we're community theater, so I do have a handful of professionals in the cast, but we've got high school kids in the
right.
cast and, you know, amateur performers, and none of them have television or film experience. So that's been
yeah.
everybody's learning, but their hearts are in the right place. And it's been, if nothing else, I was talking to my son last night, if nothing else, it's been a source of joy, surreal, but joy for those of us doing the show, because it's positive and it's creative and it's getting us out there and it's making us laugh at what is tragic.
Yeah.
And that is such a healing thing. And I have laughed until I cried. There's a number in the show, I don't want to give it away. Mark Marger sings a number that Rebecca Lyles wrote. And there's a moment in the show where he does this. I had this crazy idea that Bridget made happen costume-wise. And when he did it in rehearsal and when we were filming for the first time, I was crying. We
wow.
had to stop. I was laughing so hard because it is just the stupidest thing ever. And of course, the show is filled with those things that I love the most, which is true beauty combined with true stupidity.
Yeah. Yeah.
And yeah, it's lots of fun.
Well, you guys are legendary for that. And we can't wait to see it in a digital format. Again, we're talking about Lagunatics, nosquare.org on November 1st. What time does it kick off?
We have pre-show stupidity starting at 6 and then the show's at 6:30. And we're hoping by doing it just one time, we're really hoping, I would love the idea that we have thousands of people in Laguna Beach sitting in front of their, in front of their TVs.
But it doesn't have to be that way.
At the same time, watching it at the same time. So that the whole town kind of gets a silly boost.
Right.
At the same
time. But if they miss it, they can watch it.
Actually, no.
Oh, okay.
It's a one-off.
Okay. Yep. That's very important.
It is.
So you have to watch it at 6:30 on November 1st, for licensing purposes, probably.
Yep.
Okay. That's not this weekend, but next, right?
Yeah, week from Sunday.
Okay, great. Yeah. Well, Bree Burgess-Rosen, again, Lagunatics, since 1992.
Almost
30 years.
I know, it's crazy.
And the most unique one we've certainly had in this community. So congratulations on pulling it off, and we can't wait to see it on the 1st.
Thank you.
All right, again, nosquare.org, and that's where you can get your PPE, your pandemic party experience,
that's
for $100
right.
bucks as well.
That's right.
Okay, Bree, well, good luck. Break a leg
Thank
to everybody,
you.
And we'll talk to you soon, okay?
Alrighty.
All right.